Well, part two of word association. I had to put a new battery in because I just happened to notice that my battery was running low. Yeah, so while I was sitting in the restaurant, I thought about the word association. I thought about how we look at everything and how that really sets the tone to what we see in this world. See, way back when, in my first book, I explained something about my future self. And my future self said that I'm not seeing the whole world that's actually here. I'm only seeing the world that I associate with. I don't see the entire world and everything that's actually here. And he used the example, first of all, if I remember correctly, of trees. He used the word, what happens in your mind when someone says the word trees? Okay, you know what the word association was? All of them being cut down, too many cut down, not enough trees left. That's the word association. And in the program of creation, of personal creating the environment we live in, that we experience, that's what's going to be experienced by me. Because that's the association, and that's the signal that's sent out, and that's the signal that's received. And that, therefore, is what is perceived. It's the same as our eyesight. We can look at things, and this is a scientific experiment that has been worked on for years, and we find that the information from our eyes actually goes through our subconscious before it goes to our conscious mind. And our subconscious takes out virtually 90% of what our eyes perceive. Now, that percentage is not accurate, so please take it with a grain of salt. But it actually takes out a very, very large percentage of what we see. It's literally taking the picture and screening it to sort of partially what we want to see, and the other part to enhance our association with things. In other words, if we associate with the word trees, with not enough trees, literally what we see in our eyes, what's perceived, will be things that associate with not enough trees. Articles with not enough trees. We will see pictures with trees cut down, areas where there's no trees left, so on and so forth. But all the pictures and information of showing us of the quantities of trees and the quantity of land that exists will not show up in our actual visual cortex. Now that's a pretty broad spectrum of, you know, what I just said. But, and you can, you know, it's something a person can debate, and I've debated it in my mind. But I've seen the evidence of it. There was a scientific report I read years ago, and it actually gave quite a few examples, and they had it worked out where you could actually play with it and see the difference. And I can't remember exactly how, but it was very amazing. Very eye-opening, if you mind the pun. But the point is, We see the world through our association. And so we see money through our association. And money, the word money means nothing, but it triggers meaning inside our minds. So for one person, the word money means lots of, easy, abundance, comes to me all the time. For the next person, the word money means fear, danger, not enough, hard to get, painful, much labor, physical pain required, can't keep, tears, heartache. You see the different associations with it? Money has nothing to do with that. It's just abundance. The very best thing that I think I ever did for myself was actually focus on creating more of it in the flow. After that, many, many things became easier because I actually had the time and the physical time and the physical energy to devote myself to other things that improved my life. Because before, you know, there was a time thinking about that, and I don't want to get into it, I didn't want to think about it, but I didn't have enough. I was always tired. You come home, and then you just start again. And there's no getting out of it, because there's never enough to really go around. And so it makes it very difficult to move forward without that abundance. And really, when I look at the world, yeah, the world needs perhaps love, perhaps more joy. But I think sometimes it needs association with abundance. That's really what it's more required. When you have more abundance, you also have a little more peace, a little more tranquility, more to lose. Abundance creates peace faster than most anything else. See, here's a strange association, money and peace. You see, when you have not enough, not enough to feed your children, not enough to educate them, not enough to feed your family, to look after yourself, you really have nothing left to lose. And nothing to lose, in a sense, also makes you very dangerous. Because you don't have much to fear. And it begins to make your life at a certain point not very valuable. And when your life is not that valuable, that makes you even more dangerous. It makes you a great tool for a warmonger, because he'll give you a reason to live. He'll give you a reason to survive. He'll give you a reason to channel your anger. But other than that, it makes you actually dangerous. Where abundance begins to create exactly the opposite. See, abundance gives you a reason to live, gives you a reason for being, gives you a reason for peace. Yes, of course. Right there, just that second I said that, something came up in my mind. What about the people, greedy people? See, that came up in my mind. And now I have to tell my mind, who cares? Greed has nothing to do with money. Greed is just greed. Greed is really fear of not enough. That's really what greed is. It doesn't matter how you cut it. It's fear of not enough. Of there not being enough. Of not having enough to survive. Of not enough power. Of needing more to be powerful enough to be protected. Of whatever the association. Of not enough. See, logically, I just came up with that. But emotionally, I'm still missing a piece. So I'm still having some associations that are resisting a greater flow of money. And I can see that now while talking about it. I still have that tiny little bit. Oh, tiny bit, large bit. I'm going to call it a tiny bit because I like that way better. Of resistance in there towards larger money. And now that I'm saying that, I realize I also have a little bit of fear. And I just realized what that fear is. Strangely enough. Wow. That's a strange one. I have just found a little piece of fear. Okay, that's bizarre. I didn't know it was there. I'm finding this almost a little embarrassing. I feel that if I was given even larger amounts of abundance, one, I would stop doing this. That's a strange, I have to then think about that part. Two, see, now it's sliding away on me. I have some fear that it will bring more negative stuff to me. More battle. See, I'm tired of battling, in a sense, fighting, struggling. Like that stuff in my past. I've managed to remove all that. And I'm living safe. And I'm shielded. And for some reason, I had this little implanted fear that if I become extremely wealthy, that I then have to be fearful again. Okay, I realized that was outdated. I realized that fear now was outdated. It didn't need to be there, but it was still sitting there. See, that's the thing. It's a little program that's running in the back of my head. And it's like having a computer, because the computers work much like our minds. You have to remember that our inventions become like us. We duplicate ourselves, even though we don't recognize ourselves in our little laptops and computers, but they are much like us. Like creates like. So, there's these little programs that sometimes run in the back of our minds. Part of them are with the word associations. So that's what I do, breakfast. Most of the morning that's what I've been doing. See, it doesn't really pay. And it's something I do, although it doesn't bring enormous amount of joy, it's just something I do. I think if I wasn't doing it, I would feel out of place, because it's really what I do. Writing, sort of, I guess, well, no, some way has given me some place to put it. That's another reason why I wanted to do these recordings. I just feel like it's going somewhere. At least I'm recording it. whether it's a pile of bullshit or not. At least it's being recorded and then can be sorted out at some point, whether some of this is useful information or not. In the back of my head, I always had an idea. Years ago when I was reading books, I felt books were too refined, too perfected. It's sort of like going to a motivational speaker. Too much, too good, too true to believe. You know, hype, 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 always happy, always, how you doing? I'm doing, how you doing, Frank? Fantastic. Fantastic. Excellent. Incredible. Bullshit, okay? No one is always up. No matter how high the scale you get, no one is always up. And it's nice to believe that we can be there. I dream about that. I dream about just being happy. Just happy. I fantasize about that. And I believe it's possible. But the point was, I wanted to read a book that was more real, that was more honest, that was more raw, not fixed up, cleaned up, smoothed over, buffed over, shined up, polished to the hilt, till it looks like, wow. I wanted it to be more real. And maybe this could be a book. Maybe this could be the start of something like that. It doesn't have to be a book that anybody actually reads. Just mine. The other day, Roberta and I were talking about music. I don't listen to much music. Hardly any at all. For the simple reason, it interferes with my thinking. It's like there's always this sound blaring and people screaming and yelling and yodeling and stuff. And not that I don't really like a little music, but it does interfere with my thinking. And I wonder, you know, sometimes, do people think about stuff? And when do they think about it? They're constantly socializing and talking. And if not, they're listening to music. When are they actually thinking about stuff? Then I thought, is it necessary to always think about stuff? If a person thought about less stuff, in order to be even happier, would it help to think about less stuff? Or just think more happy stuff? See, my process to trying to get happy is like sort out in me what's interfering. I still think that's the hard way around. I think I'm still going the long way around. I'm not doing it the way children do. They just go from sad to happy. There's no large thinking process involved. You know, 1 minute they're bawling their eyes out, next thing they see something that glitters and off they go. It's just like it's gone. And now they're in full happy mode. And of course their focus has changed, but they very quickly let go of stuff. And as we get older, we seem to hang on a little bit more, and I think the process would be to just let go of things a little bit more. Let go of associations of things. Like learning to let go, period, I think is a good thing. That, I think, would make the progress to every day becoming a little happier. quicker. I think also that works for everything, for creating abundance. Because we have to let go of where we're at to go to the new place. We can't stay in this room and go to the other room at the same time. We'd have to leave that room. Sometimes fear comes up because there's a transition between one room and another. And it's that doubtful time, that insecure time. Lots of thinking. $3.6 million. Thought about my $3.6 million. I'm really excited about them. At the same token, I've let go of them. Sort of like, I feel like I have them, don't need them, enjoy them, and would be doing what I'm doing right now if they're here as they are. So that's kind of a good feeling. That's where I think it's got to be. Where it's not a forced need, but just a free desire to experience it. And because I'm already experiencing it more every day, it's basically here already. So at this point, in a sense, I don't really care whether they come in real or not. I'm really interested in the experience of it. And so I am mentally experiencing it more every day. When I go into a shop, I experience it. I've collected up magazines of all kinds of pictures of cool stuff that I like. And I experience having that stuff also. I spend time with a little bit of time with that. I'm getting the hang of it more and more every day. And the feeling is becoming stronger every day. And I like that.